And now, Robbie, you are on Mexican soil. Does that give you a thrill or does that give you a thrill?
It certainly does give me a thrill.
In case you don't know it, Mr. Armstrong, you are in Juarez, Mexico. You are on foreign soil.
Well, the dirt looks just the same to me as it does in the good old USA. Even if it is getting dark.
I know. Oh, what's the use?
What is more important to me than Mexican soil is a good Mexican dinner.
No sooner said than done, says Bobby Burns. And we'll park right here.
Scram looks hungry, too.
That dog always looks hungry. I never see such a skinny dog.
No, and I never see such a silly one. He certainly is well named, Scram.
Well, you helped to name him.
You say Scram, and he comes to you. You say come here, and he goes someplace else.
Yeah. He gets things sort of backwards, like Rio Grande, River Big.
Yeah.
There must be some Spanish in Scram.
Maybe he could go for a Mexican feed, huh?
Oh, but he could at that. Come on, Scram. And listen, Scram, before we go any further, everyone else around here is always slamming doors. So don't you start. Look at him. Ah, look at him wag his tail, Robbie.
Yeah, Jimmy. You're cute. You know, the more I look at that funny, skinny little mutt, the more I think it was worth sleeping in that barn a couple of nights just to keep him.
Certainly was.
It certainly was.
Look, Robbie, there's a Mexican restaurant right across the street.
Shall we take Scram?
Certainly we'll take Scram. As a matter of fact, Robbie, I don't know how we're going to go any place without taking Scram.
No, Jimmy. Scram just won't scram, will he?
There's the restaurant, see? Can.
That's a dance, Jimmy, that can. That's not a restaurant.
Wait a minute, would it please? Wait a minute. Wait till I finish it.
Yeah?
Cantina. That's it, cantina.
Oh, yeah, cantina. Yeah, I see. I wonder what that means in English.
I don't know. Probably means greasy spoon or something.
Yeah, I think they'll let us bring Scram in there.
Well, it don't look to me like they was very particular who eats in there.
Well, maybe you're right. Come on, Scram.
Yeah. Come on, Scrammy, old boy, old boy.
Ah, so, this is Mexico.
Listen, Robbie. According to the natives, and they ought to know, this is Mexico.
Yeah, well, all right then. Have it your own way. This is Mexico. And here is the
Cantina, Robbie, cantina. And before I forget it, where's that Spanish-English dictionary we got in El Paso?
That's right here, Jimmy. Right here in my pocket. I ain't taking no chances.
That's right, Robbie. If we got to talk our way out of any of these places, we got to be prepared. Come on, let's go in.
Ah, senores.
What did he say, Jimmy?
Oh, that's not it. That's the same as hello, buddy, or brother Elk, or something like that.
Cuidado, mi senores. Pero no permitir.
What did he say then?
I don't know, but when in doubt, always say sigh. Sigh, senor.
Sigh, senor. He's pointing at that sign on a wall. What does it say, Jimmy?
Perros no permitir. Well, whatever it means, it's no. I can understand that much. Come on, Scram.
The dog of the Americanos.
Did you hear that, Jimmy? He called us dogs of Americanos.
I heard it, and that means fight in my country. Come on, buddy.
Easy now, easy, Jimmy, easy. This ain't your country. Look, he's pointing to Scram.
Oh, maybe he means no dogs allowed in here.
Oh, poor Scram. They either won't let him in, or they're always putting him out of places.
Better take him out and tie him in a car, and I'll order for you.
All right. Come on, Scram. This is no place for our unsuspecting dog. Come on, Scram.
Let's see. Frijoles, chili con carne, cafe.
Senor, what will you have to eat?
Huh?
What will you eat?
Oh, eat. Yeah. Eat?
Yeah, eat.
Well, what do you got?
Tortillas, enchiladas,
frijoles,
tamales, chili con carne.
Oh, have you got all of those?
Si, senor.
Well, then bring me, wait a minute,
frijoles?
That's it, frijoles. Frijoles for two. That sounds good.
Do you have cafe?
No, what?
Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Cafe. Oh, this is a very nice cafe.
No. Coffee.
Oh, coffee. Well, certainly we'll have coffee, but you needn't get sore about it.
Si, senor. Si.
Certainly I see. You take them blind, and it looks pretty good from here.
Well, Jimmy, I think we was right about that Paris non permitter business. A guy give me a big smile and says, gracious, gracious, gracious.
He didn't say good gracious, did he?
No, he wasn't that kind of a guy. I tied Scram to the car.
Well, Robbie, with the aid of my extensive knowledge of Spanish, I have ordered a meal for us that is a meal.
Yeah, what's your order?
Frijoles for two.
What's frijoles?
You can't explain it in English. It's one of them swell Mexican dishes.
Oh, that's fine. Frijoles, huh? Sounds swell. I can hardly wait.
Oh, boy, take a look at that Spanish dancer there. Does she toss a mean cast on net, or does she toss a mean cast on net?
She certainly tosses a mean cast on net.
Hey, Robbie, look around. There's certainly a bunch of tough-looking mucks sitting around here.
Yeah. Hey, look at that table over there, them three guys. They look terrible tough to me.
They're probably hoosers, sir. They're probably fugitives from justice.
What's that?
Guys from the United States that the cops is after.
Oh, yeah, like maybe bootleggers or smugglers or something, huh?
Certainly, certainly. You can never tell in these foreign countries.
Here are your frijoles and coffee, gentlemen.
What does she say?
The frijoles.
Oh, the frijoles. Well, what is she laughing at?
I don't know. I guess it's an old Spanish custom.
Well, me for the frijoles. Oh, frijoles, huh? It's a swell Mexican dish that you can't explain in English. Jimmy, take a look.
Beans.
Yeah, beans. And we have to come all the way to a foreign country to get beans. With the aid of his excellent knowledge of Spanish, Mr. Gleason orders beans. Frijoles for two.
Well, how did I know? It sounded classy, didn't it? Frijoles? Who would ever think that a swell word like frijoles would turn out to be beans?
Oh, here is a note for you, gentlemen.
Huh?
It's a note.
A note for us?
Yeah. Maybe that Spanish dancer wants an introduction.
Oh, this must be a mistake.
Well, go ahead and read it.
Oh, all right. It says, come to the barn back of the cantina. Stuff ready to rush across border at midnight. Spike.
What's this?
Stuff ready to rush across border at midnight. What's that mean?
That means that dumb waitress gave us that message by mistake. And it also means that there's some dirty work at the crossroads going on tonight.
Well, it looks like smugglers or something, huh? What do we do?
Well, Robbie, we're two good American citizens, ain't we?
We certainly are.
Well, as American citizens, it's our duty to investigate.
You mean to go to the barn back at the canteen and see what it's about?
Certainly.
Well, now, Jimmy...
Oh, never mind now. Come on. Leave a buck for the food.
Well, all right.
Hurry up.
Well, we better grab a club or something on the way here.
All right. Here you are. I'll take this one.
Got dark quick, didn't it?
Easy now, easy. What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking about them frijoles for two.
All right, but this is no time for laughing.
All right, Jimmy. Hey, look, here's the barn.
I see it. Take it easy now. Take it easy.
The door is open, but I can't see a thing in there. It's so dark.
Neither can I. Easy, easy.
What do you want?
Where is he, Jimmy? Where? I don't see him.
I said, what do you want?
Well, we want to know what you got here that you're going to rush over the border. We're American citizens.
Yeah, and you're smugglers, and that's what you are, smugglers.
Oh, we're smugglers, eh?
Yeah, you're smugglers.
Well, you're a couple of stupids that have snooped once too often. Spike, take that little guy. I'll take this one.
Start swinging, Robbie. Start swinging.
Okay, Jimmy, let's go. Come on.
Come on.
Hey, I'm